Wild Kingdom Radio, live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in San Pedro, December 18, 2001. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Well, eating well, it is exploding. Violence heaven, full exploding. You're enough to kill, but not provoking. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Well, look at all the hate there is in Red China. Take a look around at Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in faith, but when you return, it's the same old place. Love your next door neighbor, and don't forget to stay great. And tell me over and over and over again, my friend, how you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. How you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Watt from Pedro Show, Tuesday, December 18, 2001. I think we got a feedback thing there, Brother Matt. Flowed you some Johnny Thunders there. Doing P.F. Sloan tune. Brother Matt had Senor P.F. Sloan many times, a couple times on your show, right? Blue Shift Days. And tucked his pants in the socks.
Yeah,
gave that to you via the iPod. I got an iPod, so put some of my MP3 on there, and we're getting things together that way. Start off the show, of course, with John Coltrane with Jimmy's Mode. Obviously reference to Jimmy Garrison with the big string bass solo there, the bow. We are going to have Brother Matt Spin Cycle later in the gig, but no DJ Talia. She's in Mexico with the folks. And so it'll be just me and Brother Matt, man in the Wild Kingdom devices here in Pedro. The new adventures. And obviously there's a good chance for me screwing up with the new devices and stuff, and I already put a couple clicks and space outs already, and we're only two shows into it, so forgive me please. 2 days, Watts 44.
Open up your little pack.
Oh yeah, Brother Matt gave me a little gift here. First I got a Navy pen. Right, the recruiters at school flowed Brother Matt Ken, and he in turn flowed to me. Now this is a bitchin' bag. It's a little hand painted job. And it's a bag within a bag.
Special.
And now it's a red paper.
University primer and burrito day combo.
That's right, burrito day tomorrow.
Yeah,
like chowing down a huge sleeping bag size.
Sloppy sucker.
Yeah. Whoa, another bag. They're habaneros. All right, I got to chow one of these for the gig. They're little jewels. Crunchy. Whoa. Muy picante. Very good. Okay, here's thank you, Brother Matt. Here's some essential logic with the song about pelicans. Watt for Pedro Show. Thank you.
Drunk fighter who comes off the floor to win by a knockout. A god of anti-heroes and outrage. The ship's captain who put on women's clothes and rushed into the first lifeboat. The pilot who bailed out of a burning plane, leaving his passengers to crash. A god of future space travelers who are ready to leave the whole human context behind and take a step into the unknown. Every man a god, that is, if he can qualify. You can't be a god of anything unless you can do it.
Lot from Pedro show. That's something I did with Jay and George last year in London on the BBC. John Peel had some kind of deal where he wanted folks to play songs from his top 50 lists, and Jay picked three tunes and made a big medley out of it. True spirit of the 70s, the medley.
John Peel deal.
John Peel deal. Yeah, we had a big talk, me and John Peel, about Mark Bolan. And he does a little poem on Unicorn, an old before they were T-Rex, when they were Tyrannosaurus Rex. And he read a little poem about fairies and stuff like that. And, it's an interesting talk with him. He said after Mark Bolan became a star, there sounds of Pedro behind us, he didn't answer the phone anymore when John would call, which was kind of sad. Before that, we had William S. Burroughs and a little spiel called Every Man a God. Sorry for the beginning of that being a little low in the volume. Still getting used to the iPod here. And we started off with Laura Logic's Essential Logic, the order form, where she orders a pelican. Here's some craft work. Lot from Pedro show. Thank you.
pocket calculator.
Day in, day out.
is warmer than a bedroom floor. Want someone to hold me close forevermore. I'm a sleepy dog that you can't tell when I'm on the prowl. You've got a friend I can kill.
I'll start again. it's just the fact, you know, going through it. I mean, if we could cut.
Watt from Pedro Show, Lou Reed, John Cale, and Nico, a European tour they did a while ago, I think in the early 70s, 72 or something. Before that, we had Sid Barrett with his tune Feel. I think he was going to start another one there, it sounded like. Both. Trouble in the Studio. Before that, New Fugazi, Epic Problem. And Fear Live from John Cale. And we started off with Pocket Calculator by Kraftwerk. Let's see. Yeah, 2 days I have a gig. Also on my birthday. It's a benefit with Dose, Kira, and myself on bass. We played Sunday for the Toberman kids here. And we're going to play for the Wooten Center, a place in Compton, teaching kids how to read, helping them along. This lady who lost a kid in a drive-by shooting started the center. She did not give up hope. And so we're going to help out. Next week, Watt from Pedro Show, hope to have an interview with Thurston. He's coming to town for Christmas. Kim's mom lives here. And so I'll have my first interview. I've been many times on the other side of the mic getting the Q&A, but this time I'll be giving the Q&A. So will have a premiere at those skills or lack thereof. Here's some Husker Du.
Thank you. Thank you.
From Pedro Show, December 18, 2001. Band of Gypsies there. Power to Love. Before that, Light Number 3, William Parker. Another bass solo I know, but I'm kind of biased that way. Start off with Crystal, Husker Du. Coming up on the second hour, Brother Matt Spin Cycle. Watt from Pedro Show, December 18, 2001, second hour. Wild Kingdom Radio, live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in San Pedro.
Back up on the freeway, back up in the
our show. Oops, off the mic there. Here comes another installment of Brother Matt's Spin Cycle.
Thank you.
much, Brother Matt. Another righteous installment of the spin cycle. Here's some Vox Pop. from Pedro show, December 18, 2001. That was the Urinals from their 98 demo, a song Kel wrote, Family Fucks You Up. Before that was a live version of Wire doing 1-2-XU Extendo, much Extendo from the Pink Flag one. And I returned with the Vox Pop doing Just Like Your Mom after Brother Matt Spinsuckle. Very good session there, Brother Matt. What were you telling me about interviews in your radio days?
I used to trip on when I did a lot of blues, since I did a blues shift, and you know, don't realize how much like unspoken communication plays a part in your just flow back and forth. It's like Blind Joe Hill, for example. It was the first time I interviewed a blind guy, and it was really important to word things right because you didn't have that eye contact. But I'd just like to get the conversations that flow better so you'd be able to just have cool raps going with people as opposed to like a bunch of random questions that just kind of bounce around.
What's some banner.
What's your favorite color and why?
Why are you wearing those socks? Thank you much. So I'm going to keep that in mind when I do my spiel with Thurston. Huh? Yeah. Okay, speaking of words, here's some Iceberg Slim.
Broadway Sam, the Big Mac Man. You ought to know the name. I almost cried the day he died. It was a dirty shame. He liked to play on old Broadway. That's how he got his name. He lived off the hicks from out in the sticks. He was a master of the long shoe game. He was always pressed, nothing but the best. Vines and kicks he had, a $30 lid, and gloves of kid. Man, his threads were bad, white on whites, and black skin tights, and a belt of pure crocodile. When he stepped out, all the hoes would shout. But Sam, why, he just smiled. He was riding high. His limit was the sky. He had all kinds of dough. But he became a junkie, a low-down flunky, when he pulled a dope fiend hoe. Her name was Mabel, and she was able to turn eight kinds of tricks. You'd flip your lid over that kid if you were a hick from the sticks. She was the best in the East and the West once a long time ago. But an armful of junk will take all the spunk out of the very best hoe. She said, "Hey, baby, I don't mean maybe. Give this stuff a try." So he blew his fame. He lost the game. He went and got himself high. He was king of them all till he took that fall, till he made that fatal slip. He thought he was boss when he shot that horse. He thought he was being hip. 2 months it took till he got hooked on the pleasure of the kings. When he got caught with his money lost, he had to hock his things. He pawned his clothes, he lost his homes. He really did come down. the king of them all, had started his fall. The king had lost his crown. His clothes were tattered, but that didn't matter. Not to Sam, at least. As long as Mabel, his hoe, was able to satisfy his beast. When she went to jail, Sam had no bail to cut old Mabel loose. It was there and then the moment when Sam just cooked his goose. Without his hoe to bring him dough, Sam started to get sick. He got so sick, he went down on a mick. Big Sam had turned the trick. Yes, Broadway Sam, the Big Mac Man, had really fallen down. He was Sam the Fag, in or out of drag, the funkiest junkie in town. They found him dead, dog shit under his head, on an alley floor. Poor Faggot Sam, that once was a man, had his asshole tore. Just what went down in that part of town on that terrible night, no one knows. But some suppose that he just lost a fight. But I don't buy that. I know where it's at. He died of an overdose. And every night, when the moon is bright, you can see his ghost on old Broadway, where he used to play. He moans his way around, looking for Mabel. That hoe that was Abel, the bitch that brought him down. Yes, I knew him, and the broad that slew him. He played the game, and he searched for fame. But a faggot, he died in shame.
Thank you.
Sun Ra on the Watt from Pedro show with the Pickaninny. Before that, we had Iceberg Slim, the writer, doing some spiel of his Broadway Sam, a heavy
love story,
fairy tale, I was going to say. But, okay, we're at the end of the second hour, Watt from Pedro show, Rock Kingdom Radio, live from the Love Grotto on Pleasure Point in Pedro. Getting up on Watt's number 44. Coming back soon with hour number 3 of this show. Watt from Pedro show, December 18, 2001 edition, third hour here. Some Subado.
Thank you.
Universal Congress of dot 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 with the full body naked hug off his 11th hour Shine On record from almost 10 years ago. Joe Biza's getting married, I think, next week. He's going to Europe, Belgium, I think, or Holland. And he's turning 50 in January. We're going to do a gig for him. He won't be here, though. So it'll be transmitted through the space from Mr. T's Bowl. A whole bunch of guys getting bands together. I think I'm playing with the John and Terry show. Before Joe Biza, we had Slater King. No, we had 13th Floor Elevators with something live from San Francisco in 1966, and it just cut off. Buddy Holly song, I'm Gonna Love You Too. I hadn't heard it in a while, and I forgot about it just getting scissored like that. Slater Kinney before that with Things You Say, and we started with Subido and Sorry. I played with Georgie last week for this benefit for Runaway Kids, and it was a very interesting gig. 12 minutes is very scary. It's a huge stage, you know, El Rey Theater with no sides, so it's like you're coming out of a cake. And they had a lot of bands, so everybody's playing, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and we're all using the same equipment. And they got the drums way back there, and the amps are back there too. In fact, the drums are between the amps, so it's like a little cupboard. Georgie's in his little cupboard, and they got the mic stand at the edge of the stage, you know, so it must have been almost 30 feet. And I couldn't hang with that, so I went and moved the microphone back with Georgie and brought a monitor back there, but it was still a pants shitter of a gig, you know. A lot of these songs I hadn't done in many years. But Georgie, God, many moons.
Pretty fun doing it?
Yeah, I was. I'm glad we did. George played great. I had some little clams. I was just so nervous, you know. And it was a trip to do. It was just me and George. I couldn't see having somebody try to take DeBoon's place, so we were just a duo. And I also couldn't hear him. They didn't have just to tell you about like the old days, you know, a lot of the times you played a straighter thing and the rock and roll people were the sound man or something. You know, the punk rock, you guys are assholes and we aren't going to deal with your sound. We can't even believe people want to see this or whatever. And the same thing, you know, I look over, even 25 years later, I look over and this cat has got his chin buried in his palm. And he's looking bummed now, you know, ponytail, baseball hat, and just hating it, hating life. And, you know, because I wanted to ask him to turn up the drums. I mean, you could not hear the drums. It's sort of almost like bass solo. So it was a heavy gig, you know, but I'm glad we did it very much. Thank you, Brendan. The guy who used to run the Mask in the 70s put on this gig. He came out with a book. I'm in a few books that just came out on these days. This one's called We Got the Neutron Bomb. It's mainly on the L.A. scene, you know, coming out of the Mask and such. And then there's another one. It's got a lot of L.A. too, but it's got New York, D.C. sections. Steve Blush wrote called American Hardcore. And then Our Band Could Be Your Life, Michael Azarod put out a book, and it has chapters on different bands, and there's a Minutemen chapter, and in fact the title's from a song I wrote for us called History Lesson Part 2. Yeah. So I mean, it's trippy in a way, but I'm glad people are writing about this period, because a lot of the conventional whatever says Sex Pistols and then Nirvana, you know, and that nice whole middle. Yeah. I mean, Black Flag built the circuit that everybody's touring on, and I don't know. I guess justice is just us. Anyway, I'm going to play you some Minutemen that is actually before Georgie. I've played some before. I'm going to play you a couple other songs I did. We had a welder named Frank Tonchi on the drums. After the Reactionaries, made the Reactionaries in 1978, and D. Boone kind of wanted us to fold up. So Georgie Jordan's a new wave band in Hollywood called Hey Taxi, and January of 80, D. Boone, you know, wants to start another punk band with me, and we put some songs together. In fact, I ride my bike by the pad. It's between 19th and 20th. If you go in the alley there, it's painted gray now. Joe Biza lived downstairs with Gary Jacoby. Did I tell this story before? I mean, Joe Biza, this apartment, I mean, it looked like a hamster cage, right? I mean, it had newspapers all. But the pad's in the backyard of a house. So the people up front, they had some big old Danes, great names. And you know, they dumped these big old castle-like turd formations, and these people would hose them off. Now, Joe Biza's kitchen window, you know, it's kind of sunk in, you know, so his window is level with the, and it's all cement deck back there, you know, no grass, righteous for a dog, huh? Anyway, they'd hose this thing off, and the turds would come right through the screen, all into the sink. It's horrible. Anyway, Joe Biza would talk about hearing the stomping going on. We didn't have a drummer, you know, so when we get in the first Minutemen songs together, we're in D. Boone's bedroom up there, and just strumming on guitars without amps. And to keep time, you know, we're stomping our feet, and he couldn't hear the guitar, so all he heard was this, you know, spastic tapping, tap, tap. He didn't know what the hell. Some kind of fucking nut dance, or, you know, I don't know. It tripped him out when he found out, because he'd see us at gigs, and he found out, you know, we were the guys upstairs making these sounds. And Joe Biza was from Wilmington, and he'd come over to live in Pedro, and it was trippy about punk scene, you know, in those days, because it was like weirdos from all the places all meeting up in Hollywood, and you kind of knew him because you saw him every week, but you kind of didn't know. Because you understand, L.A., we're a lot of towns, 140, 150 towns, and we're all spread out. So we don't really know each other, you know. Yeah, it was a trip. It was great. It changed my life. And I mean, yeah, sure, you drive through other towns, but I mean, the freeways got walls, and you don't really know the other towns. So it was trippy how we come to know each other and everything. And Joe Baiza started playing guitar around then. He's 27 years old, and he started teaching himself guitar. So, you know, that's a lesson of punk rock. You're never too young to start making some music. Okay, here's some old Minutemen, I think, from it's a practice tape from March of 1980, and Frank Tonchi. You got to understand, too, about the drum situation. Me and D. Boone, never living in houses, we could never really practice with drummers. So Frank Tonchi lived in his sister's backyard in a little house. So I don't know how D. Boone met him. Maybe at Harvard College or something. He only lasted two gigs. He he's a very sweet guy, a very dear guy. And in fact, I think he sees Georgie's sister, Michelle, now. If you hang around Pedro long enough, everybody comes back around, believe me. Anyway, after the second gig we did, he got scared and ran off right at the end of the show. I didn't see him for years after that. But, very sweet guy. Anyway, these are from those days. A couple of these songs were on a Minutemen record, but the third one was, and you'll recognize it. It's one I played last week with Georgie too. It's kind of trippy, you know. Frank, before he played with us, he was in the Polish Eagle polka band, Polish Flying Eagle, something like that. He was in a polka band, so that was a trip. Speaking of influences, okay. Here's some old Minutemen, Watt from Pedro Show.
We'll be right back.
Pedro show. That's the Controllers. They played that gig last Sunday too at the El Rey. I screwed up. The Joe buys a thing for his birthday is it's going to be Dos, me and Kira. The John and Terry thing is going to be for a benefit for the drummer on that Controllers record, Mad Dog Carla. She's got MS. Terrible. And it's, but it's at Mr. T's Bowl too. But that's on the 26th, and me and Kira do the Joe Baiza thing on the 12th. Before Controllers, with the Percy, Shelley, Longfellow, poetic. Einstein. Something else. The good old days, huh? Well, we had Henry with his first band, State of Alert, with Girl Troubles. Is it called Girl Trouble? No, it's called Girl Problems. Sorry, the first SOA record. And Imagine That from the Third Dos record, Ernest Tubbs song. Before that was Nels Klein. Well, he plays along with me on a thing our buddy Jovi from San Diego organized called the West Coast Modern Day Punk Rock Orchestra. That was a tune called Jumpy, Mike Hogan's label. Kind of an improv thing. And we started with three Minutemen songs with Frank Tonchi on drums. A practice tape. Now, this is one of the recorders where you hold down the two fingers, you know, a little condenser mic there, so there's no stereo involved. And but it's the only stuff we have of those days. We never really made tapes. And never, we did record something with Frank at Harvard College, but I don't know what happened. Three or four songs to that. So that was CCCP, Studio of the Lawns, Joe McCarthy's Ghost. Studio of the Lawns, a funny song. I mean, the Suburban Lawns had a practice pad in Long Beach. And, in fact, it was the old practice pad of the Carpenters, that Downey band, known for the drummer who ate huge portions. That's not funny, I mean. But anyway, we had gigs there with them, a few of them. It was funny, Pedro guys, you know, our buddies, they'd come over there not knowing anything about punk and stuff. They'd bring their bongs, you know. They didn't understand pogoing and stuff. They thought it was time to start, you know, throwing blows. Very embarrassing to bring other people around who weren't in the know so much. But we hipped them to it. They caught on. It was a trip. After the gig last week, me and Georgie did, we went to Pink's, which is right near there, a few blocks, and had some dogs. And Blackie's used to be right by there, an old punk club. That's how we found out about Pink's. And we were talking about cats from the old days and old Pedro guys and stuff. Okay, here's some Lou Reed. I'll tell you about this. Well, I'll tell you right now. I mean, this is the first time I heard of Bruce Springsteen. I mean, you know, this heavy song here about, you know, where to put the body after somebody ODs, right? All of a sudden, this idiot comes in the middle of the tune, you know, and, oh, the main and the gutter. Whatever. Juan from Pedro Show. Lou Reed. Hey, baby, come on, let's slip away.
Happy Muscle Corps Alpha National Guard. She creamed in her jeans as he picked up her knees from off of the four-mic the top bar. And cascading slowly, he lifted her wholly and boldly out of this world. And despite people's derision, proved to be more than diversion. Sha-la-la-la later on. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he entered her slowly and showed her where he was coming from. And then sha-la-la-la-la, he made love to her gently. It was like she never ever come. And then sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, when the sun rose and he made to leave. You know, sha-la-la-la-la, sha-la-la-la-la, neither one regretted a thing.
Thank you. That's just a lie. That's a lie she tells her friends. There's a real song. A real song that she won't even admit to herself. It's beating her heart. It's a song lots of people know. It's a painful song. It'll always say the truth. It'll last for sad songs. A painful wish. A wish it won't make it so new. With a pretty kiss, with a pretty face, can't have its way. They'll trans like us, we were born today.
Love has gone away, and there's no one here now, and there's nothing left to say. But oh how I miss him, baby. Oh baby, come on and slip away. Come on baby, why don't you slip away? Love has gone away. Took the rings off my fingers, and there's nothing left to say. Oh how I need a baby. Come on baby, I need you baby. Oh please don't slip away. I need your love until the day. Please don't slip away.
Walking down the street, you jump down and I took off the feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Gonna kill that girl. Gonna kill that girl. Gonna kill that girl tonight. Yes, gonna kill that girl. Gonna kill that girl. Gonna kill that girl tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, pausing still and give the beat, spending out a girl on the floor. But you want just a little bit more. Gonna kill that girl. Gonna kill that girl. Gonna kill that girl tonight. Gonna kill that girl. Hey, gonna kill that girl. Hey, gonna kill that girl tonight. When I saw her walking down the street, wasn't still and skipped the beat. Then he knocked her on the floor, but he wanted just a little bit more. I saw a light on the street. He jumped and he knocked her off her feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. Hey, gonna kill that girl. Hey, gonna kill that girl. Hey, gonna kill that girl tonight. Nah. Hey, gonna kill that girl. Hey, gonna kill that girl. Hey, gonna kill that girl tonight. Down the street, on the and give the beat. Then he knocked her on the floor.
From Pedro Show coming up with the end, Fini. Another one in the bag. That was Brain Surgeons, Albert Bouchard, former Blue Oyster Cult drummer's band, with Hassan El Shaba El Sahaba. Sorry, Hassan El Saba. I think that was a Hawkwind tune, if I'm not mistaken. But I might be. Remember, it's a Watt from Pedro Show. But I remember. Anyway, before that was Ramones, You're Gonna Kill That Girl, and we started with Street Hassle, Lou Reed, Touching Tale, Touching Bruce, Lou Touching Bruce. Thank you, Brother Matt, for another essential assist on the Watt from Pedro Show. Back next time, hopefully with the Thurston interview. And, of course, from the Love Grotto here on Pleasure Point in Pedro. What's that? Oh, yeah, the clock on the wall. How do you know when it's time to go to bed at Mike Jackson's house?
The big hand touches the little
Did I say that last week? Well, it's almost that time now. Well, I mean, it's almost time for us to say adios. So, everybody out there, please try and keep together. Treat each other nice. Next time you hear me, I'll be at the 4-4.
Birthday week.
Don't worry, you'll get there, or you've already been there. Burrito Day tomorrow.
Celebrate accordingly.
Right. Manja. Okay, folks. Keep your powder dry.